Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we say ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaba. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today is the 22nd of Shawwal 1442, corresponding to the date, the 3rd June 2021. Last week our topic was on Aqiqah. Today's topic is on Asma, the names and the process of naming our children. And relevant questions can be sent to the number 084-786-3132. Foreigners will dial +27 84 786 3132. We have our Honorable Mufti Saab with us today in studio this week, Alhamdulillah. Remember last week he was away. And Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan to Mawlana Zahid Khan. We welcome the listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, today is the 21st of Shawwal 1442 in South Africa and the 22nd of Shawwal in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. And remember that last week, although I was there, I was in Queenstown this time, and mashallah, we did a program regarding Aqiqah. And today we are discussing Ahammiyatul Asma fil Islam, the importance and the significance of names in Islam. So inshallah, any names you want to keep for your children, grandchildren, you send in your queries, and inshallah we will try our level best to explain to you that how to pronounce it, how to spell it, and what is the meaning of that name as well, inshallah al-Aziz. So inshallah, the program will start now, and inshallah Allah, Mawlana Zahid Khan will pose the question.
Mufti Saab, we are often unsure on certain issues, and this is the beauty of this program, is that we remove all these confusions. Mufti Saab, how many Anbiya's names, Anbiya alayhi salam's names are mentioned in the Quran?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran Sharif comprises 114 chapters, 6,236 verses, and remember that 25 prophets, messengers, Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, Mubarak, blessed, honorable names are mentioned in a noble Quran. If you have my book, Lifestyle Milestones, the Diary of Islamic Events, and you open page 52, you will see the name of every messenger and prophet, and how many, and the meaning of it, and how many times it is mentioned. For example, I'll just mention few. Nabi Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam's Mubarak name mentioned 4 times in the Noble Quran, and Surah 47 is dedicated to the Master alayhi salatu salam. Then you come to Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam 43 times, Nabi Adam alayhi salam 25 times, then you come to Nabi Ibrahim 69 times, and then you come to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. His name is mentioned the most in the Noble Quran among the prophets and messengers, and that is 136 times. And that it carries on. And you will see some Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, their name are mentioned only once, like Nabi Uzair alayhi salam, Ezra in English. So 25 prophets and messengers' name. And remember, when your daughter, granddaughter gives birth, daughter-in-law, and it's a baby boy, then it's very good. Choose the names of the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. Inshallah, the character, the iman, and the great, great qualities of those Anbiya alayhi salam to a certain extent will be transferred into your son, grandson, and so forth as well.
Mufti Saab, what about the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba? Are any of their names mentioned in the Quran?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala only mention one Sahabi's name in the Noble Quran, and remember that's a ajeeb and a gharib story. That means that something we all should know, and it is mentioned in Surah Ahzab, where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, "Falamma qada Zaidum minha wataran zawajnakaha." So Zaid, this is Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala. So if you want the exact verse where Zaid radiallahu anhu's name is mentioned, is Surah 33 and verse 37. Surah 33, verse 37. So they all, Mighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned it. Now let us go to a bit of background. You see, it is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. So Zaid radiallahu anhu was like the adopted son. So the custom of the Arabs, they would call him Zaid bin Muhammad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak name, blessed name, and the son. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala revealed the verse, Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 5. And that is, remember, Ud'uhum, your adopted children, you must call them by the biological father's name. So that's a big lesson we learn nowadays. It's also to do with names. Ud'uhum li'aba'ihim. So me and my wife know children, we adopt. So I can't go say that dead boy there, Zaid, for example, I give his name or daughter Zainab, so is son or daughter of Abdul Qadir, or son of Hussein or daughter of Hussein. No, not permissible. Ud'uhum li'aba'ihim. Call them, the adopted children, by their biological father's name. Huwa aqsatu indallah, that is just by Allah. فَإِن لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَبَاءَهُمْ, if you do not know they are biological father, فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ, then Zaid son of Islam, Zainab daughter of Islam, words like that, they are your brothers, sisters in religion. Surah chapter 33 verse 5, and in the same surah, Surah 33 and verse 37, Zaid radiallahu anhu's name is mentioned. Now when Zaid was known as Zaid bin Muhammad, we say alayhi salatu salam for the master alayhi salam. After that verse was revealed, now his connection to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is cut off. Obviously, now he'll feel sad. The people must call him Zaid bin Haritha. But Allah Jalla wa'ala has prepared for him something greater. That every person who reads the Quran must read his name. فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ. So subhanAllah, why? So there was one aqidah, there was one belief they had. And what is the belief they had? The belief they had was this: when I adopt a son and he grows up, he gets married, then I, the adopted father, can never ever marry the adopted son's wife. Meaning like how you can't marry your own son's wife, your daughter-in-law, so you can't marry your adopted son's, remember, wife after divorce or after death. That is according to the Arab custom tradition of that time. So in Arabic we say, Ibtalu aqida, aqida tittabanni fin nikah. So remember to nullify the pagan belief that you can't marry your adopted son's wife. So Zaid radiallahu anhu grows up. He is not so rich and wealthy and so forth. And remember that what happened is that, you know, he was then told he must get married. To who? You must remember to get married to Zainab binti Jahsh. Zainab binti Jahsh is a paragon of beauty, all that. So she was very reluctant. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, you must get married. So lo and behold, this side Zaid radiallahu anhu marries Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded them, but they were not compatible. Allah knows best what happened. Then he divorced her, right? After the iddat, Allah jalla wa'ala elevates Zaid's name and elevates Zainab radiallahu anha's name. How? In the same verse, chapter 33 and verse number 37, You Zaid, you did that solely only for the love of Allah Jalla Wala, for the love of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You Sayyida Zainab bint Jahsh, you did this solely only exclusively for the love of Almighty Allah and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We give you something better. Oh Zaid radiallahu anhu warda, your connection to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as far as the name goes is no more. People can't call you Zaid bin Muhammad, they'll call you Zaid bin Harisa, but your name is enshrined in the noble Quran. Falamma qada Zaidun minha. Subhanallah. What an honor for him. If a person doesn't read Zaid's name, he hasn't completed the Quran. Second one, for you Zainab radiallahu anha, Zainab binti Jahsh. So the other Zainab was Zainab binti Khuzayma. This is Zainab binti Jahsh. Both are wives of Nabi alayhi salam. She is Zainab binti Jahsh, paragon of beauty. Allah Jalla Wala states for her, you divorced, your iddat is finished, zawajnaka ha, we perform your nikah, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Zainab binti Jahsh. Look at that. The only lady on this earth whose nikah Allah Jalla Wala himself performed. So what does that tell us? That when we do things only solely for the love of Allah, for the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people will criticize us, tell us so many things, but the end result will be Allah Ta'ala aapko chamka denge, Allah will elevate your name and status. See, that is the wisdom behind this. So we should know that as far as the ladies and females go, then remember Nabi Isa alayhi salam's name, Nabi Adam alayhi salam's name, 25 times each. Inna mathala Isa, inna laika mathali Adam. Both of them didn't have a father, and both of them, their names are mentioned the same amount because they're very similar to one another. Nabi Adam alayhi salam, no father, no mother. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, no father, and their name 25 times. Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, the only lady whose name, Mubarak, honorable name, is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, 34 times the name is mentioned. So we must remember it means Abida. So this is how Almighty Allah elevated. Again, you see, if you read Surah Maryam chapter 19, she says, how can I give birth to a baby boy when no strange men touch me? Walam yamsasni bashar, walam aku baghiya. I'm not a loose lady, I'm a pure chaste lady. Say, you don't worry, Allah say, I attain. We made you, O Sayyida Maryam. We made your son, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, both signs and symbols of Allah. Again we see that. So the whole incident narrative mentioned in Surah Maryam chapter 19. So these are how important it is for us to understand these names.
Mufti Sahib, is it advisable to check the gender of the child before birth so we can plan appropriately in aspects such as gathering of names for the right gender and shopping for clothing?
Remember that one will be fatwa and one will be taqwa. So when one studies the noble Quran, you see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows what is in the womb, and whether it is a boy, whether it's a girl, whether it's twins, whether it's triplets, all these type of things. So we will say from an Islamic perspective, it's better to leave it as a surprise. It's not that now first time in your life you're giving birth. Then millions, billions, trillions, zillion people were born before you. So remember when we were born, then our mothers, fathers, they never ever thought of that. Must go to doctor and gynecologist. We were all born in our homes. You must know hospital and clinic and all that business. So all this now has become commercialized. No, my wife is pregnant, let's go check the gender, you see. And then which hospital and which this. So that our minds have also become very, very, you understand, that weak, our iman. So we say, no, we must go doctor, we must. In our olden days and all that, now sure, our mothers, fathers, they passed away, but I used to ask my mother all these type of questions, you understand. So in a time like, hey, no doctor, and that every month you must go for checkup and this and that. So anyway, if you want to study this topic further, Surah Luqman chapter 31 and verse number 34. Chapter 31 and verse 34. So there Allah speaks of this. So fatwa verdict will be, you want to go check up the agenda because we want to do shopping and what. So sometimes the doctor, gynecologist also makes a mistake. But anyway, so it will be permissible. But better we will advise taqwa, piety, leave it as a surprise. See, let me, it's a good point you asked, Mona Zahid, you know. If you go to India today, you will see that they have the checkup of the gender and all that. And if it is a baby girl, they already abort the baby in thousands of cases. They don't want, just like the Arab culture before Islam. So remember, they hated if a daughter was born. But see Quran Sharif, see Rahmatul Alameen, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was, is, will always be the only mercy to the universe. And what does Quran Kareem teaches us? We must learn all this. In Surah 42, that is Surah to Shura, chapter 42 and verses 49 50, Almighty Allah speaks of this. What does Allah say? يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. Allah gives a hiba. You know, Mawlana, haba, wahaba, yahabu. So hiba, gift. So they tell you, take this kitab, it's a gift, for example. So you must remember, Allah is giving you a gift. And Allah mentions daughter first. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدَّمَ الْإِنَاثَ عَلَى الذُّكُورِ. Allah mentioned woman, daughter first. Therefore, the ulama under this very verse wrote, if your first child is a daughter, Allah's special favor is on you. In my family, we are three brothers, two sisters, my two sisters still alive, and my alhamdulillah, and my two brothers passed away. So the first child was a daughter, and I'm the last born, therefore I'm spoiled also, you know. But anyway, so you must remember that it's very good that when you, the wife, you give birth, first baby, baby girl, because Allah is speaking of that. And Allah says, oh, you saw vijuhum dhukurana wa inatha. Sometimes daughters only, sometimes sons only, sometimes sons and daughters, and sometimes no children. Surah number 42, verses 49-50. So whatever Allah gives us, we must be ridha bil qada. We must be pleased with the decree of Almighty Allah. So fatwa will be permissible, the verdict. Taqwa, whatever comes, you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We are very happy with the bundle of joy that Almighty Allah has blessed us with.
Mufti Saab, Google is filled with names. Most of the time we don't know whether its sources are authentic. Can Mufti Saab please advise us on how to go about choosing the right name?
First and foremost, we need to go to the hadith that is mentioned in Abu Dawood and Mishkat Sharif. Mawlana, what's your father's name?
Jamil.
Jamil, right. So, you will see why I'm asking. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّكُمْ تُدْعَوْنَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَسْمَائِكُمْ وَأَسْمَائِ آبَائِكُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَاءَكُمْ. Tomorrow, on the day of justice, the day of Qiyamah, that you will be called by your name and by your father's name. My name, Abdul Qadir bin Ismail. Mawlana, your name, Zahid bin Jamil. So remember, that is how. So the lady will be called Fatima binti Usman. So like that. So you will be called by your name and your father's name. Therefore, choose good names. Now here we must draw a distinction, a dichotomy. And what is that? See, one Sahabi we just take, Ikrima radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But his name still remains Ikrima bin Abi Jahal. So your surname can be what? It can be Peterson, can be Hendrix, can be Pete Pompey, can be who and who, Raj Bansi, and can be de Klerk and Buthelezi and Zuma. And so all that doesn't matter. You must remember, all your surnames, you got Desai, and you got all these names here, Mehter, Desai, Mehter, and all. What you think? It's all Muslim names, all Hindu names, all these things here. Yeah? It's all Muslim names that. But because it has become so common in our society, so people think, but it's all Hindu names. So the surname remains like that. Remember, you don't change that. But the name, you must be meticulous and particular about it. You see, the brother the other day embraced Islam from Chile, Santiago. So a Jew. So he told me his name Ishmael. So we say Sheen, they say Sheen. I told him, you just keep that name. No problem with that. So when people have a good name and they embrace Islam, you leave it like that. But if it's a bad name, so then you change it. You must see our brother Lionel. So he became Luqman. And after 8 hours, the last Friday, Jumu'ah in Ramadan, then he passed away. So excellent that is. So we must remember, we will look at the name, and it's not necessary the name must be Arabic. We will say Arabic is better. But if you choose some other name and so forth, you know, today people love some Urdu name or Persian name or something like that. As long as it has a good meaning in Islam, therefore if that person embraces Islam, his name is David. So you leave it like that. If he wants to, he can change it to Dawood. His name is Solomon. You leave it like that. If he wants, he can change it to Suleiman. His name is Joseph. So you leave it like that. He can change it to Yusuf if he wants. Our sister, her name, you must remember, is Maria. That's fine. We got no problem. Maria Kriptia. So like that, you must remember. We look, the criteria will be, what is the meaning of that name there? And that should be the criteria.
Mufti Saab, can we name the child on the day the child is born?
100%, you must remember, today is Thursday. Sunnat is to name the child on the seventh day. So seventh day, the baby is born today. So seventh day will be next week, Wednesday. But you already made up your mind that you want to name the baby this name. So that's fine, it's permissible. So we will say any day before the seventh day, permissible. But Sunnah will be on the seventh day. Dalil, evidence, the first baby to be born in Medina Munawwara after the hijrah and migration to the Muhajirin was who? Abdullah bin Zubair. So Zubair radiallahu anhu is a great eminent Sahabi from Ashra Mubashara, the 10 Sahaba given great tidings of Jannah one time. So hadith in Tirmidhi. And remember, his honorable wife is Sayyida Asma, the elder sister of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, the daughter of Sayyid Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So she is the mother, Sayyida Asma. He is Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam. He is the father. And Abdullah bin Zubair. What a happy occasion. First baby to be born to the migrants after Hijrah to Medina. So same time they called him, first day, same day they called him Abdullah bin Zubair. So from there we deduce, you must remember, then they took him to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his busak mubarak, his hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And remember, his saliva mubarak inserted in his mouth and so forth. Then the dates and all that were inserted in his mouth. So all that shows that even before the seventh day, it is permissible, but seventh day is sunnah. Like myself, right? So obviously you must have that inquiring mind. So I would ask my father, mother, they all passed away. Allah give general fidu. I say, why my name Abdul Qadir? You see. Say, no, father gave your name, no mother gave your name. So we had one cousin, you know. So she was but sickly also. But she said, no, we must have Pirane Pir, Abdul Qadir Jilani. You see. So he said, yeah, we Memon people, we must. What must means most of the time. You will see one son's name will be always like Abdul Qadir or Abdul Ghaffar or Abdul Sattar. So I'm Abdul Qadir, my other brother is Abdul Ghaffar, other brother Ahmed Rashid. So they all passed away. Allah give Jannatul Firdaus. So Abdul Qadir, very famous name among us. But why? Out of love and respect and reverence for Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. Therefore, Rahimahullah, therefore I made sure I must go to Baghdad. I must go see where he's buried. We must go pray there. We must go do everything. So Alhamdulillah, in our travels, we went all these places. So therefore, choose names and then you go and read their history and what things they achieved and accomplished in their lives like that.
Mufti Saab, in a case where a person was ignorant on the meaning of the name and he chose a bad name, what should he do to rectify the situation?
See, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time, we find various examples. Open Mishkat Sharif. There's a whole chapter on Asma, on names and so forth. So the lady came, she said, my father kept my name Asiya, with a sword. So Asiya means a sinner, you know. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no. Bal anti Jamila, your name is Jamila. Asiya with a seen, that is a good meaning. So that is the Sayyida Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh. So you must have her. Hey, the thing, the Imrat of Fir'aun, Quran speaks about that. So we mustn't make mistakes here. So remember, if it is Asiya with a seen, so that is a good name. But if it's Asiya with a sword, so that is not permissible. So we all must draw a distinction. Therefore, when you spell the names also, tell the person to spell it to you in Arabic also. So in that way there, then you will know that what is the correct name and all these things here. Because sometimes what happens, that I'll give you my example. One day, one lady many years ago contacted me. She said she wants to keep her daughter's name Samina. So I said, you know what is the meaning of Samina? Samina means like little Lota. You know, she'll become very fat and all these things here. So because she said Samina, what a scene. Then I was thinking about it. Then I know the family. So I said, no, that you actually meant Samina. What a sa, alif ba ta sa, alif be te se. So Samina is perfect. So in English, Samina, you will write TH. And Samina, you will write with the S. So Samina means something very, very precious, something very, very valuable. Now see, when we pronounce the name incorrectly, so that is what happens. So you take Na'asiya, with the alif and sin. So that will mean Asiya, one who is firm in their faith, like say the wife of the Pharaoh, you see. So an Asiya with a sword will mean a sinner. So all to do with the pronunciation and how we must pronounce the names correctly as well.
Mufti Sahab, with regards to naming the child, who has the right to name the child?
Remember that Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah celebrated Shudan Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, wrote a whole book on this, that Tuhfatul Mawlud and all that, or Tuhfatul Mawdud fi Ahkamil Mawlud and all. So meaning that in there also he mentioned this. And so Islamically, husband, wife, you married, mashallah, you got children, all these things there, so mashallah. So we will say that the father got the right. But the father must have common sense also. Sometimes we say common sense is no more common, you know. Common sense is no more common also. So what happens is that the father got the right. But you as the husband, you can see that your wife, mashallah, what sacrifices she made. She carried that baby for 9 months, 8 months. She went through the labor pains. Now she's breastfeeding. Tell her, oh darling, oh poppy, oh sweetheart, oh whatever, honey, that, you know, I say Ahmed. What you say? So she say Muhammad. So fine, you can combine both names. Why you want to mar the occasion, want the controversy? So if you come to that, both of you say, no, 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 we want one name. You tell her, oh darling, let me choose the name you gave. So that is akhlaq. That is what we will tell every husband, every father of the baby, rather give the right to your wife, the mother of the child, provided that she chooses a good name. So in that way there, because she made all the sacrifices, remember that. So that is what Islam teaches in that case there.
We welcome our listeners back to this program, Al-Fiqh al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, and we welcome Mufti Sahab back to this program. Mufti Sahab, the next question is, what happens if you corrupt the names and the meanings?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember, anything we want to solve, our first point of reference will be the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. So the Quran Kareem teaches us Surah 7 verse 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah by those beautiful names. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif. مَنْ حَفِدَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Who memorizes the 99 names of Allah goes to paradise, Bukhari Sharif. There in Tirmidhi, مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whosoever reads it, even looking in, inside you enter Jannah. So we must make that part of our routine daily. Read the 99 names of Allah. Then in front of the 99 names of Allah, for a boy, just put Abdun. Abdul Khalik, Abdul Malik, Abdul Qadir, Abdul Ahad, Abdul Wahid, like that. And for a girl, just put Amma. Amatul Khalik, Amatullah, Amatul Rahman, Amatul Malik, Amatul Malik, like that. So these are the best names. Now see what Allah says in the same verse. وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ. You must shun and you must leave those people who have corrupted the names of Almighty Allah. مَا الْأَسَفِ الشَّدِيدِ. We have to be honest about this. It's a tragedy and we are very, very unfortunate in this. I see in my own family The brother's name is Abdul Ghaffar. So we corrupt it, we make it Jeff. Quran says, whether we'll leave those people who do that. It's a major sin to do that. Because now we're corrupting the name of Almighty Allah. You take Abdul Sattar, you say Satari, and we make Satu and Sati, and what and what. So remember that it's a major sin. So the names of Almighty Allah, we must pronounce it correctly, and you put a prefix. So boy, Abdun, and Abdullah, Abdul Qadir, Abdul Ladet, and Abdul Khalik, Abdul Malik, whatever. And for a girl, Amma. So, Amatullah, Amatul Rahman, Amatul Khalik, Amatul Wahid, Amatul Ahad, like that. So, remember, you pronounce the word correctly. That is compulsory. We can't be corrupting it, remember. Then you come to Anbiya's names. Just take two, three. Sulaiman. So, we say Sauls. We say Soli. How can that be permissible? That's not permissible. So, we say Ahmed, Akhi. So remember that, so you see, for example, that Musa. So you say, Moses is still acceptable. So you say, you understood, Mo. So for Muhammad and all that. So all that unacceptable. So we must be very careful that we don't get into that habit of corrupting the names, either of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, or corrupting the name of the Anbiya, prophets and messengers. So that is very, very important. Yes, you can keep affectionate names. Not only is it permissible, it's meritorious, and it is highly virtuous also. Easy example. I give you three examples. Husband, wife, right? You study Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Dharqutni. Ya Humaira, oh you with the red, red complexion. That was to enhance the beauty of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha. Ya Muwaffaqa, oh Aisha, you are Muwaffaqa. Allah gave you so much tawfiq, ability, capability, capacity. Ya Bint Siddiq, oh daughter of Siddiq. So all this out of love and out of, you know, elevating her rank and status. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to call her like that. So we keep that kind of name. So you say in our terminology, oh darling, oh poppy, oh sweetheart, that, oh honey, whatever. So the wife also, she should keep some affectionate name for the husband and so forth. I always tell them in bliss of marriage, tell your husband, oh honey, give some money, you see. So in that way, there, then you can nicely bribe him up also. So anyway, so all that is, you see in India, Pakistan, they'll say, hey, Mary Jan. They understand? So he calls his wife, my Jan. So my life. So it's fine. It's permissible and this type of things. So to keep names like that is permissible. You take our daughter. So her name is Fatima, Zainab, Aisha, Jamila, whatever. You say, hey, Gori, come here, Gori. Now, Gori is not the name. So, just because she's fair or something, you call her Gori. So, it's permissible. So, remember to keep that kind of names, you know, affectionate names. So, that would be permissible and acceptable.
Mufti Sahib, a listener wants to know, can we keep the name Samira and Yusra, and what are the meanings of these names?
Excellent. You must remember, Yusra is my nephew's daughter's name, Yusra. So, Yusra means to make life easy. See, I give you three names. We play with names now. So all of you got questions, ask your questions quickly now. Send it up 084-786-3132 regarding names. So any questions you want, so we'll give you multiple names. See now the brother asked, the sister asked, Yusra. So Yusra, easy, easy. Like the easy going person, very good name. Then you can make Yasira. So very, very easy. I want to show you one usul, one principle of Arabic, which many, 99% of Ummah don't know about. Yasira. Always easy. You see the meaning of always will come. And then Yusayira. So that will be Tazghir, diminutive. So it is like you say Umayma. Or you say, you must remember Ubaidullah. So out of love you're saying it. So you make it diminutive, you make it smaller and so forth. So you can keep Yusra, you keep Yasira, you keep Yusayira. So all that fine. You wanted to know Samira. Samira is permissible, but I would not encourage it. It's permissible. Because Samar, Samir, Samira, what the scene means to tell stories. stories at night. You see, storyteller. So now, gapshap lagana ratku. That's the meaning of it. So therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam samar badal isha. Nabi alayhi sallam said, you mustn't get involved in all these stories and fairy tales and that. Then you're going to sleep late at night, and then you can't wake up to hajjud or fajr and all that. So the name is permissible, but is not the best of names. You understood? Samir for a boy or for a girl, Samira, permissible, but better to choose something else. So that is there. Oh yeah, I want to show you this. See, I just take my family's names and all of them. So to give you example, baby girl is born, or baby boy, we can use both there. So now they will say, we want some nice name, not a very common name, you know, like that they say. So I say, okay. So I say, what name you got? They say, Faiza, Faiza. So Faiza is from Fawz, it means successful, very good. So we kept the daughter's name Faiza. But Faiza means that she is successful. But that is now Faila. So Faiza is Faila on the scale of. But if you kept it Faiza, on the scale of Faila, so you'll see Allah Ta'ala's attributes all are like that. Alim, Hakim, Khabir, Qadir, like that. So then you're bringing in the meaning of always. Faiza, she will always be successful. You saw? So boy, Faiz, fine, successful. And Fa, you give the boy's name, for, you give it Faiz for the boy. So another point also I must go to now. So that will be always successful. So where you can use it on the scale, like my name, Abdul Qadir. So the slave of the one who is all Allah Ta'ala Qadir, he's got the power. But if you keep Abdul Qadir, so Allah Ta'ala is always powerful. You see that? So Qadir will have a greater, intenser form and meaning compared to Qadir. You got it now? So that is how you must use, better way to use. Sometimes our people, they make jermakar, total zigzag mix-up business. The girl's name, Mumtaz. The girl's name, Naseem. Now, how is that now? These are all masculine names for boys. Now, in those days, the Maulana or you yourself, you didn't worry. So, I know of girls, their name Mumtaz. Totally wrong. You must change it. You must say your name is Mumtaza. Your name Naseem. Not Naseem, Naseema. And sometimes you find the boys, they also got mixed-up names. You must remember these kind of things there. So, but there is in Arabic, some names can be used for male and female. So remember that. So that is different. But ye is Mumtaz. For the girl, must be Mumtaza. For boy, Mumtaz, perfect. Naseem, for boy, perfect. For girl, Naseema. So these are finer points we should try and always use it.
Mufti Sahib, the next one is a person wants to know, is the name Mus'ab a good name? And what does it mean, and how should we one pronounce it?
Okay, Mus'ab is Sahabi's name, so you must remember that. So Mus'ab bin Umair and all of them, so you must remember that. And in Arabic, how are you going to spell it? Mim, Swad, Ain, Ba, Mus'ab. And what is the meaning of Mus'ab? Mus'ab means a leader. Mus'ab means a leader. So excellent name. One is Sahabi's name and one is the leader, and pronounce it correctly with a sword. So excellent name. We will encourage you to keep that name. Excellent. All of you who want names, quickly send in your names quickly. So we'll answer all of you quick now.
Mufti Sahib, Rumaisa.
Rumaisa. So you must remember that is Sahabiya's name and my niece's daughter's name also, you must remember. So that is Rumaisa. Now again, you must know how to spell the name. That's the big problem I have nowadays. I have to explain to the people how to use the name and how to pronounce the name and so forth. So you're going to say Rumaisa. So Rumaisa will be what? A Ra Mim Ya Swad Mim Ya Swad Alif Hamza. So one meaning of Rumaisa is a star, you see. And you know the star shining. One meaning of Rumaisa is the beauty in the eyes and all these things here. The Sahabiya's name also. So you must remember, beautiful name, wonderful name. So Allah Jalla Wala make a star also, mashallah.
Mufti Saab, but the person says we know that Fatima was the daughter of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but we don't know what it means. Can Mufti Saab please explain the meaning?
Remember, Fatima will have two meanings. One meaning of Fatima, let me explain to you the Arabic terminology, then you will understand. When you get married, then normally, we don't say all cases, then after 1 year, 2 years, mashallah, 3 years, then you give birth, your wife will give birth, and then she breastfeeds, then you come to the period of fitam. You know, you ladies, you always ask, what is the maximum period of breastfeeding, right? So the maximum period of breastfeeding is 2 lunar years. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي آمِينَ Quran says, وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْدِئْنَا أُولَادَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ The Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad. So 99-95% of the scholars say 2 years. Only Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, he says, no, 30 months. That is 2.5 years. وَفِصَالُهُ وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا Anyway, that's academic discussion. But the point I want to make is fitam. So fitam is the weaning period, W-E-A-N-I-N-G. So if you look at Fatima, fitam, it means Allah will bless you with a lot of children, and then you will be breastfeeding them, and then you'll be weaning them. So that is one meaning. Another meaning, Fatima, you are protected from Jahannam and the fire. So that's the best meaning to make nowadays. So you say that your name is Fatima, with the barakat of that name, Allah Jalla Wala. But you must have Iman, Islam, Amal Salih, righteous deeds and so forth. Then Allah protects that lady from Jahannam and the hellfire.
Mufti Saab, a keen listener wants to know that she says, respected Mufti Saab, what are the names of Asma, Amina and Khadija?
So mashallah, just make a note of all those names there, then we will answer them as we go. So you must remember that the first one is Asma. So Asma is from Alif, Sin, Mim, Alif, Hamza. That means lofty, sublime and so forth. So you must remember that. So that will be excellent. You must keep that. So you must remember that. Okay. Another meaning of Fatima will be that to abstain from evil habits. So you must remember that also. So that can be another meaning. Meaning you can use to abstain and refrain from bad qualities, bad actions, bad deeds. So that is Asma. And then I think she gave Amina or something.
Amina.
Yeah, Amina both. So it means a lady of honesty, integrity, and so forth. So you know Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable mother's name was Amina. So Amina both, you can, no problem with that. So you must remember, very good name as well. What is the third one?
Khadija.
There? Khadija. So say, you see, and yet again, I was telling you just now about Khadi, about Tasghir. Let me give you in boy and girl, then you will understand it. You have Abdullah and you have Ubaidullah. All right? So you must remember, so that in Arabic we call Tasghir, diminutive. You take the name and you make it small. So you must remember that. So Abdullah will be the slave of Allah. And Ubaidullah, the small slave of Allah. But it don't mean small in the meaning. It means out of love you are calling him that. You must remember that. So therefore, that will be excellent as well. So now you want to ask about Khadija. So Khadija means that person who separates from the men. Khadija, Khadij. So you say Khadija, Khudaija. Both is acceptable. So she stay away from the men. Look at Sayyida Khadija. Her title, her laqab was Tahira. So because she was so pure, so chaste and so forth. So what you will say? Khadija, Khudaija, the one who separates herself from men. Meaning from strange men. She don't go that way. She stays away from them. So excellent meaning. You must remember Khadija, Khudaija. And we must always remember Sayyida Khadija. Therefore, when we go to Makkah, I always take some brothers as they come. We're going normally on a Friday after Fajr. Then we go by the Mubarak grave and mazar of Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Bukhari Sharif's hadith. Innaha kanat wa kanat. She was and she was. She was unique and unique. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, she believed in me when people rejected me. First personality to embrace Iman and Islam. She gave me money, financial, material support when nobody really wanted to do that. She's the mother of my children, 6 children, 4 daughters and 2 sons. Sayyida Maria Qibtiya, remember, she's the mother of Ibrahim. That is the other son of Nabi alayhi salam, Ibrahim. 7 children, 4 daughters, 3 sons, 6 children from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. You can even say Khudayja radiallahu anha, and Khudayja al-Kubra, and remember Khudayja binti Khuwaylid. And you see, that's also another example of Tazghir, that Khudayja, like that. So remember, so boy Abdullah, Khadija, Khudayja, like that. So mashallah, all these are good meanings, and you can use it, mashallah.
Mufti Sahib, a listener wants to know, is the correct name Hajar or Hajira?
Both is mentioned. You must remember, both are acceptable. How you say Hindun and you say Hinda. So in the Arabic language, both will be acceptable. Hajar and Hajara. The one who stays away from sins and so forth, cut themselves off from sins and vices and so forth. Or, second meaning, to make hijrat. Al-Muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu anhu. So all these meanings will be applicable. So you can say Hajar or Tarkhim. If you want to write it down, Molana, you call this Tarkhim in proper Arabic terminology. Where you can use both ways and so forth. You must remember that. So if you got the dictionary, they got the proper word in English for it. Very difficult. So anyway, you can use Hajar and Hajara with the Tamar Buta, the Ha in the end. Or you say Hindun or Hinda. So all that will be acceptable. No problem with that.
Mufti Sahib, an interesting question here is, when we pronounce the names correctly, then people don't know we're calling that particular person. Or it sounds strange. For example, people say Khadija, but when we say Khadija, then they don't know that we're calling them. So should we base our names on the pronunciation of people?
No, we must encourage and inculcate and give currency to the proper name. We don't mean if somebody is doing wrong, we must continue with the wrong. Our job must be amal bil ma'ruf, nahy al munkar, and that's why we have these programs, so that we rectify the wrong. You understand? So not we continue with the wrong and so forth. I mean, let us be honest. Now, we were born 50, 60, 60 years ago and more. So that time, there weren't so many ulama and so much, you understand, awareness and so forth. So therefore, we need to rectify the situation as well.
Mufti Sahib, is the name Wasim a good name, and what's the meaning of it?
100%, you must remember that Wasim. So if you look at Sahaba and all of them, or you look at the pious people, you will find Wasim. So Wasim will mean a person who's very, very handsome and so forth. So mashallah, that you must see, if you want similar names like that. So you will see Sima hum fi hujuhim. In Arabic, for names, you have to go to the root letters. You see, Wasama. So Wasim, so like that you will go, you will find there. So mashallah, it means a person who's handsome and so forth. So all that will be very, very good name, no problem with that name.
Mufti Sahib, what about the name Sharifa?
Sharif, Sharifa, excellent, to be honorable and so forth. I remember my family is called their surname Sharif. So I remember my Ustad, Hafiz Dimalia, Hafizahullah, Hafiz Ibrahim, used to always tell me, wo khandan bought Sharif. You see, that they have a lot of adab and respect. So honorable it is, Sharaf. So Sharif for a boy and Sharifa for a girl, excellent it is, remember that.
What's this up, the name?
But today, you see, people want to impress others. Now, when the white customer walks into the shop, so you ask him, what is your name? He says, Mr. Sheriff. Mr. Sheriff, you see. Bhai, you ask him, what's your name? He says, Mr. Karim, you see. The name is Kareem, it's Mr. Karim. The name is Sharif, Mr. Sheriff. So now that's wrong. What you want to impress that person for, you must make and announce and pronounce your name properly. Don't try and corrupt your name to impress people. That's another big problem we got in our society today. We suffer from the inferiority complex we call ihsas-e kamtari. We feel that we must use names that are appealing to them, like sheriff, so they know the police sheriff and all that. So you must tell him, my name is Sharif, you must remember. And you can explain to him the meaning and all that. So I say, Abdul Qadir Hussein. Then you start explaining, Hussein means something handsome, beautiful and so forth. Husna, like that, for girls. So anyway, so Kareem. I know so many people, you ask them, what's your name? They say, Karam. So it's not Karam, it's Kareem. And see our Maiman people, this is like a joke I make. I say, when we came from India, Porbandar, Banwar, Ranawao, all that, so the proper name was Shakur, Abdul Shakur. So the dots they left there, you must remember, we call in English diacritical marks, they left it in India. When they came here to South Africa, they landed in Durban, Tonyo Nalo Tivyo Abdul Sakur. So it's Sheen, but they landed here with a scene. So it's wrong, we must change it back to Abdul Shakur. Now you hear the people today, what's your name? Aku. It's not Aku and Akub, the Ya, that is the Ye, the Yaqub, they left the Ya in India. So now Yaqub became Aqub and Aqub became Aku. You see, like that. Tar Muhammad, it's not Tar Muhammad, it's Tahir Muhammad. Javeri, it's not Javeri, it's Johari. So every Maiman name, if you study proper Maiman, so they will find it's Arabic names. You must remember that, proper Arabic names. So, but our people, they corrupted it, mixed it up a little bit.
Mufti Sahib, the name Uthman.
Uthman, excellent name. Who can forget Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu? So remember the Khalifa and so forth. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala has praised the Sahaba, and you must remember Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu, diligent, you understood? What's the meaning of Uthman? To be diligent. So intelligent, diligent, and all those meanings will come in there. And if you want another name similar to Uthman, you see, there's that famous alim there in Saudi, Uthaymeen. So Uthaymeen, Sheikh Salih bin Uthaymeen, we met him many times, he passed away. So remember, Uthaymeen is the tasghir, is the diminutive of Uthman. And there's another name there they got, you must remember, Utuban. So one is Ayn Sa, Mim Alif and all. One is Utuban with the Ta, Alif Ba Ta, like that. So Utuban means one who forbids the evil. So good name, Sahaba used to have name like that. So Utuban and so forth. So if you look for different names, you will find different names also.
Mufti Sahib, the listener is asking about Zohra.
Yeah, now this, you see, now that's a perfect example. So our ladies, you must learn to pronounce the name properly, because now there we make mix up. Now my sister's name, my daughter's name, my mother's name, you want to keep, for example, we just speak discussing, and you want to pronounce it properly. So you must say Zahra, Z-A-H-R-A-A. So then it will be like Fatima Zahra. So Zahra, Z-A-H-R-A-A. It means glittering, shining, and so forth. So that will be the meaning you must remember of Zahra. But today, what happens to our people, that they pronounce it wrong. And if you say Zahra, understood, that will mean that a flower. You see that? Zahra. So then the spelling will be Z-A-H-R-A-H. Zahra. You got it? So either you say Zahra, or either you say Zahra, like that. Then the meaning will change and so forth there. And if you say Zuhura, they say Zuhura, then it means a bright star. So remember, if you say Zuhura, then it will be Z-U-H-R-A-H. You see how the words will change. So bright star in the sky. So that will be Zuhura. So we need to be but careful when we come to this type of thing there.
Mufti Sahib, what about nicknames? Is it permissible?
Yes, nicknames are permissible. But that nickname must be such that that person also likes it. So now, the husband calls his wife, oh my poppy, my darling. So she says, oh my popo, you understand? So the husband will look at her now with a crooked eye, you understand? He says, what, she's calling me popo, you understood? I'm fat, or I'm selling popos or what? So you can't be calling the husband like that if you don't like the name. If you like the name, then it's fine. So there's no problem. So when you come to nicknames, we mustn't. You see, when I was small, you understood, very young. So to call me Babu, you understood? So everybody know me as Babu. Even now, some people in Heidelberg, they call me Babu and all that. So, because we grew up together. But now if you go and see, the word Babu is not a very good name to keep. I mean, go check it up, you know. So Babu is used in the Hindu religion. You understand? So you call the person Babuji. You understand? Babu and all. It means, you go check it up, you can just Google it and see your dictionary. It means like a Hindu gentleman. But our people kept it out of love and all this type of thing. So we won't say it's haram, but we will say that it's better you keep other names than that. So I remember when I was in India, we went 5-6 times, they can't remember also. So we don't know the guy's name. Then, you know, they in Makkah, Medina, they don't know your name. We say, yeah, Muhammad, yeah, Abdullah. So that anybody, they just call Muhammad and Abdullah. So they in India, and they say, hey, Babuji, like that. You understand? You want to call somebody like that. So that is something common there and that. So the main thing in nicknames is the person whom you're giving that name, it must have a good connotation, and that person there must not get upset with that name. See, I give you one, two examples. That there are 3-4 people. This one is Abdullah, or Amatullah. Oh yeah. So while I'm busy on this, let me just mention this. The best name Nabi alayhi salam said for boy, Abdullah and Abdurrahman. So for girl will be Amatullah, Amaturrahman. Now the one person, bichara, is a little bit crippled like, you know. So you say, no, Abdullah A'raj. Yes. So if you use A'raj for imtiaz to make that which Abdullah you're referring to, so that is fine. But if you're using it to mock him, so then it's not permissible. So that is what we should remember. So mashallah, we will send the podcast out this afternoon, inshallah. My brother Ponface will prepare it, inshallah. So 12 o'clock is news, inshallah. And then 12 to 1 will be Al-Amin Templeton with the current affairs. Thereafter, inshallah, 1 o'clock Zohar Azan. Thereafter, the report back of our trip to Eastern Cape. Then 1:30 to 2, Surah A'raf, verses 168 to 171, 2 to 3, Maulana Zahid Khan with Madrasa on air. 3 to 3:30, the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:35, 3:40, Brother Al-Amin Templeton till 5 o'clock with the business news and views. And then 5 to 7, Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, last week's khutbah, the repeat of it from Makkah. And then 7:30 to 8, Maulana Yunus Patel. 8 to 10, mashallah, Maulana Salim Kareem, Maulana Arafat, mashallah, discussion. Then 10 to 11, Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki. So that's our program. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mufti Saab, jazakumullah, and to the listeners as well, jazakumullah. We move on to the news now. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.